I'm going to bang.
Oh, there it is.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the conference committee on House Bill 2594. I will open a work session on 2594, and the purpose is to consider proposed amendments to the Angros version of House Bill 2594. We have two amendments that are for consideration by the committee. The first is the A6 amendments, and then the second amendment is the A9. They treat different issues. So, Mr. Taylor, do you want to walk us through? I think were the A8s. I thought the A8s were superseded by the A9s.
Mr. Chair, no. The A8s come from the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association.
Okay.
That's
all right. Then why don't we go ahead, Mr. Taylor, and have first, why don't you describe the A6 amendments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The A6 amendments come to you from the Oregon State Bar, and basically they say that the licensing requirements of R703405 does not apply to a person who provides testimony in court as an expert witness, conducts investigations or reviews, engages in other activity in preparation, providing testimony in court as an expert witness. The reason for that, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, about two sessions ago, some of you may remember, we created a statutory provisions regulating private investigators, and one of the definitions of a person under this statute is an investigator, means someone who provides evidence to be used before any court, board, officer, referee, arbitrator, or investigation committee. And I understand from talking to Bob Olson and Susan Gregory of the Oregon State Bar, a judge in circuit court recently ruled that because of this provision, an engineer who was not a licensed investigator could not testify as an expert witness. And that would cause potentially tremendous problems in our court system. I don't think most engineers or doctors who testify as expert witnesses are prepared to become licensed private investigators, and I think it was an oversight in the drafting of the statute. It was drafted too broadly there.
Committee, are there questions for Counsel Taylor about the A6 amendments?
Mr. Chair, it's just a darn good thing we're still here, I would say.
Yeah, okay. Senator Walker, I'm going to take that as a motion that we adopt the A6 amendments.
It would be, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Senator Walker moves that we adopt the A6 amendments to 2594. Is there discussion? Yes, Representative Crummell.
Mr. Chair, I would just point out that it seems that it might be, and I was just told a little while ago that this may potentially happen, but for the whoever looks at this stuff to take a look at the statute to see if, first of all, just getting rid of all of the exceptions and making one broad paragraph that deals with expert witnesses and that sort of thing, so that we don't have or end up in a situation where a court can determine this might be something to look at in the interim.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And it is on our – it's actually on our agenda for the interim committee that Senator Menz and I are trying to work out. So, yeah, that's an excellent point. Anything else? Okay. Any objections then to the adoption of the A6 amendments? Hearing none, they're adopted. Okay. Why don't you take us to the A8s then, Counsel?
Sure, members of the committee. The A8s come to you from the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association. And basically, since a youth is being detained at a detention facility, may appear before court by means of simultaneous television transmission in delinquency proceedings if, and these are the conditions, a place of detention is more than 25 miles from the juvenile court, B, the court finds the difficulty of bringing the youth personally before the court outweighs the benefits to the youth of appearing personally, C, the proceedings is not contested, is not anticipated, and result in substantial loss of ability, and D, the youth has an opportunity to consult privately with counsel regarding the appearance, and E, and probably the youth does not object to appearing by simultaneous television transmission. And then it defines simultaneous television transmission. The A8s and A9s wouldn't, you can't adopt both of them.
Right.
They're contrary to each other. Do you want me to go through the A9s, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, why don't we hear what the A9s do?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the A9s come to you from the, the Oregon Juvenile Directors Association, in conjunction, I believe, with Deschutes County. And it adds a provision, except as provided in subsection 2 of this section, when a person is directed to appear before the court in the proceedings under this chapter, and the chapter is the juvenile code, the person may appear by telephone all by closed-circuit television, as long as all the parties having an interest in the proceedings have access to the telephone or television circuit use the appearance, and as long as the appearance is made publicly audible within the courtroom of the court under whose authority the hearing is held. And then the exceptions. A person may not appear before the court as provided in subsection 1 of this section if A, the proceeding is a contested adjudication, B, the proceeding is a contested waiver hearing, C, the proceeding is a contested dispositional hearing, and D, the person has been issued a summons under RS 419C 306 subsection 2, or E, the person is a subject of the proceeding, objects to the appearance by telephone or closed circuit television, and the court finds that such appearance would be detrimental to the best interests of the person making the objection. And then it goes over in the next page, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and this was an issue before us the last time, and this addresses the issue of the right to counsel. A person who appears before the court under subsection 1 of this section shall be provided with the opportunity to consult privately with counsel during the proceedings.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Walker.
I would move the dash 9 amendments and then speak to my motion.
Representative Walker moves the dash 9.
I'm sorry.
It's a hard habit to break.
I know.
Senator Walker moves the adoption of the dash A9 amendments to House Bill 2594. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've worked pretty closely with the parties and have carefully read the memo that was provided to me by the Juvenile Rights Project and also the memo that you had asked Virginia Vanderbilt, or Bill Taylor at your direction had asked Virginia Vanderbilt to prepare. I think the A9 sufficiently addressed the concerns and put enough sideboards in place that I think we're very well protected here. And I'm willing to move forward on that basis. The Juvenile Rights Project had addressed some studies that had been done, but in those studies they found that there was no significant difference in the conviction rate between testimony heard in court and on television, closed-circuit television. So I think unless there are studies that are more extensive that show differently, I think we've taken care of the issues, and I'm quite willing to move forward.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Why don't we go ahead and call the roll on the A9s.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Senator Walker?
Aye.
Representative Crummell?
Aye.
Senator Minnick?
Aye.
Chair Williams?
Aye. A9s are adopted. do you want to make the motion on the bill, Bob? Down at the bottom?
Yeah, just a sec. Starts out, I move the House concur.
Right.
Yeah, I move the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 23, and the bill be further amended by the dash 6 and dash 9 amendments, and the bill be repassed.
Representative Ackerman moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 23, and that the bill be further amended by the A6 and A9 amendments, and that the bill be repassed. Those of the opinion that motion pass will say aye. Those opposed, no. When the clerk calls the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Senator Walker?
Aye.
Representative Crummell?
Aye.
Senator Minnick?
Aye.
Chair Williams?
Aye. The bill is amended by the A6 and the A9s and sent to the House for repassage. And the House carrier, Representative Ackerman, can you do that?
Happy to, Mr. Chair.
And Senator Walker?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm trying to get to 100 bill carries. I'm at 81.
Got a ways to go.
You got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
I hope not. Get over here.
Sort of happened that way this session. I didn't start out doing that. Trust me.
All right. With that, the conference committee on this bill is adjourned.